And I know there's a lot of people talking out there. Again, I'm not trying to tear down anybody. I've loved everybody that I've played with. And you don't have to tear other people down to build each other up. And, you know, we're building each other up right now, and that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to stay together as a team, and we're really caring about each other. And, you know, everybody in this building's got that feeling. Again, I love 14. I still do. Everyone wants to keep making this thing a thing. And, you know, we're so focused on what's going on inside of our building, and that's the only thing that we're caring about right now.
Look, Josh, you said it, right? This is not one of those times where you need to be like, oh, they're trying to break us apart. He was the one who said it. If he doesn't say, it's nice, do I need the direct quote? I feel like maybe this is going to be one where I want to have the exact quote. It's something at least very close to, it's nice to have guys that don't care about stats.
Right.
Like, really, how do you think it works? He's not naive, but... You know, he's
right.
He's so perfect in so many ways. Like, what? This isn't my fault. I didn't start this. You guys are trying. That's not exactly what he said here. But, you know, he's the one who implied. What else was he thinking when he said guys who don't care about stats? Like, Diggs is gone. And that's what everybody has assumed this whole time. So, not our fault.
I liked how Diggs put it last week or the week before. He was asked. I don't remember the context exactly. It's just one of these, you know, scrum deals. And I think the impression I got from the quotes I saw was that someone was trying to get him to say something bad about the Bills and or Allen specifically. And Diggs's response was, "I don't need to talk bad about my old girlfriend to make my new girlfriend feel good." It's the same thing Allen's telling you there, too. Like, you know, I sympathize with Allen. Like, he's trying to make this work. He's got a room full of really unproven, mostly, guys here. And so wants to pump them up and compliment them for not being in his ear about, you know, catches and stats and whatever. And... You know, he doesn't have to be thinking about Diggs at all when he says it, but of course he has to know that when he says it that way, it's going to be inferred that this is better than the way it can be or the way it was. It's exactly what we're going to do. You're talking about what it was like before, and now it's better. So there's no other way to really take that other than some commentary on liking it like this better than the way it was. Doesn't have to necessarily be about Diggs. Who knows? For all we know, Davis was a huge baby about targets or something. I mean, behind closed doors. I have no idea.
No chance.
But anyway, it's, you know, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. We're only 3 weeks in. They haven't even played yet. That comes in a couple of weeks. So... You know, we're going to be, whether he likes it or not, we're going to be monitoring it, and we're going to be paying attention to everything everyone involved says, because that's just what we do.
Will Allen say this week that he doesn't know who they play next week? Will he do that, pull that one this time? Maybe he doesn't. I do. You know, this is kind of like why it's complicated, even from the outside. I have different things I want from Stephon Diggs as a tool in... these conversations, and maybe they're in conflict. Like, I think it's definitely interesting. It's controversial. It's the last thing we'd want to not talk about, like, on purpose,
mm-hmm.
because it's definitely of interest to most fans. Of course, I mean, I think you and I have enough experience to know how this works. I even saw it on the call screen for the previous show today. There are fans who think, you know, enough already. He's gone. And... why do we need, like, there are fans who would say, even without hearing Allen say it first, once you hear Allen say it first, people are going to line up and repeat it. But even without hearing him say it first, there are going to be people who are like, you know, why are you guys trying to break this apart? Why are you trying to, you know, start something, whatever? So I am not, like, I think it's interesting, though, mm-hmm. and it's almost weird to forget about it, you know, and pretend like, well, we shouldn't, you know, we don't want to break anything apart. So... I think it's, you know, a lot. It's a great topic, even with his having left. You know, like you can at the same time discuss this team, which is off to a perfect start. There's no take here that it isn't going well, and acknowledge his value to the last, mm-hmm. you know, 4 years or what?
Four, yeah.
4 years, and, you know, his excellence in that, and and debate it. So I both want to have digs to talk about and not want to obsess about it or sound like I'm obsessed with it. But I certainly also don't want to
just blow it off entirely. Yeah, right, right. I mean, that's why I just said they haven't been played yet. I mean, get ready for, like, if we, the collective we, right? The fans and media in this case are just all one thing. I'm gonna say, if we're already sort of paying attention to it and picking it apart, the run up to them actually playing is just get ready. If Diggs is being asked about Allen and the Bills 2 weeks ago, he's definitely going to be asked about him again after next Sunday night and in the lead up to them playing in Houston a week from Sunday. And so will the Bills. So McDermott and Allen, like everyone, the whole bunch. So, you know, they're going to have to all be buttoned up. And, you know, I can't pretend to know what's on Allen's mind exactly when he says that. And whether he'd like to have phrased it differently so that it didn't seem like it was at best, just a comparison between this way is better than the other way, and if it's about Diggs or not. But he just has to know. Like, he's going to say something like that. The reflection, whether it's justified or not, that's going to be back in the mirror we're all looking at is he's talking about Diggs.
Which is almost impossible to deny.
Right.
Unless it's D'Onta Hardy. This week, the Bills play Baltimore, right, and they have D'Onta Hardy. So maybe it's about Baltimore.
Yeah, maybe Hardy will go on a campaign about how ignored he was in this offense and how he deserved more.
Maybe.
That'd be fun. Stupid, but it would be fun.
What do you remember? What was your experience like playing in Buffalo? Well, all I remember is how badly they wanted to get me out of there.
Right.
I could say something like that.
I remember running down the field open and being ignored.
And I just I just never got what I wanted. So I came here.
Well, thanks for the punt return anyway.
I haven't thought about like every team, but just to throw it out there, it seems that Bills versus Diggs might be the best revenge narrative in the NFL this year. You got these quarterbacks like Darnold who've been on different teams. Dalton plays the Bengals this week, but it's just like his fifth team.
Yeah, it's so far removed now.
Bills and Diggs with Houston, we knew this was going to happen. With Houston being the contender they appear to be, it's like it's got it all. It's personal. It's a referendum on team building. You know, it's high stakes in the conference. What's better? If it's a playoff game, that's better.
Sure.
But for a regular season game, I was really stunned this was not a primetime game because of how perfect it is. But it isn't. Every other game on the Bills schedule is a primetime game, just not that one.
I think as juicy as, certainly for the early part of the season, I can't think of another game from a revenge standpoint, the way that we talk about it. But Atlanta does play at Minnesota in December.
Okay, good.
So Cousins, you know, that I think a scorned franchise quarterback coming back Trump's, you know, scorned receiver, you know, going to visit him.
That's really good. Did you just think of Cousins first and look up their schedule?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
I thought, I'm thinking to myself, does Atlanta play Minnesota? Well, I can find that out quickly, and I did. So, yeah, week 14 they play in
There's with the Bears, there's all kinds of ifs, different scenarios with the draft that could have meant, you know, different matchups. He might not get Bryce Young, with Bryce Young having been benched already, but he's already played Stroud. He already played Richardson. Like every game on the Bears schedule seems to be some kind of interesting matchup with a team he could have ended up playing for, or just how things could have fallen differently. Other high draft picks from recent years. Chicago has the Rams this week. Well, and there's coaching things like this too, but I can't think of any right now where a coach is coaching against his former team, like that.
Seattle have Baltimore this year. I could find that out quickly too.
They shouldn't.
A couple of clicks.
No, they shouldn't.
Okay.
They play the NFC East, and then one of their first place team from last year, the Niners maybe, or the Bucks. I don't know. Bucks maybe. Well, it's next week anyway. Not this week.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You know, we can run through the, you know, the gauntlet next week with fans who are like into it, and then fans responding to those fans with like, why are we still talking about this?
Right.
I love why are we still talking about this. Sometimes, I, you know, we're not above reproach here. Like, there will be times probably when I would say for myself that I just want to kind of pick at something because I do think, you know, maybe I can fire something up. But, I mean, the whole NFL will be talking about that game next week.
Yes. And if you were sick of it when he was still on the team, you're definitely still sick of it now. And just continue to be prepared to be sicker would be my advice. Because it's not going to stop. It ain't going to be just us next week. That's for sure.
803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with you 3 to 7 here on WGR.